Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. It's the Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI, live in our Brighton studios. And live in studio right now, our first guest post-Red Sox season here is Bridget Prue of the Skate Pod, who joins us here in studio. She also is very much involved with BU hockey. You're everywhere. I mean, you turn on the TV, all you see is Bridget Prue.
No, we just actually filmed our Nesson show this morning, and that's why my hair still looks like this. But yeah.
Oh, I thought it was for here, the show right tonight.
Yeah. She got all dollied up for us.
That's what I thought.
It was for my date that's after this.
No. Oh, well, okay, very good. We'll keep it quick then. You heard Cam Neely there about this team, this Bruins team being a tough defensive team. They open up their season tonight. It feels like the season really snuck up on us. Does it feel like that for you? You eat, sleep, and breathe hockey. But to the rest of us, it feels like it's really snuck up quick.
No, I've been going to practice for like a month and a half. So I just feel like captain's practice feels like so long ago now, and that's when we started going back to the rink. So for me, it's ramped up quite a bit. And watching all the preseason, now the cuts, now it feels more real now. But I've certainly been, you know, in full hockey mode for a little bit longer than I think everyone else.
Sounds like it. Yeah, certainly longer than I have been, which is why I'm glad you're here to keep us all informed. I know that the Bruins did strike out on a couple of free agents that they were looking to sign on offense, and you heard Neely talk about that and say, you know, we tried to target some players. It didn't really work out, so we kind of pivoted to this more of a, I believe he used the pee and vinegar approach, which I'm all for. Listen, I love that style of hockey, and I think the Bruins are right to try and get into it. I do also feel like that was kind of what they did last year. They wanted to get bigger and tougher and not get pushed around by Florida. And in the first 2 weeks of the season, you could already tell that wasn't a strategy that was going to work.
Well, yeah, like Nikita Zadorov, you mean?
Right. Once and Max Jones up, and some of these other big guys, you know, that they signed, like, who didn't really make it.
They got Elias Lindholm last year as well, and he's probably the opposite of that. He's more of a skill center. This roster is completely different than last year. When you don't have Brad Marchand on it anymore, your top six is way thinner. And then what they replace him with this year is Casey Mittelstadt and Victor Arvidsson are the two guys in, with Marchand being out. I mean, it's a drop off from, and you heard Neely talk about it in that clip, saying we know we're going to need to basically play good enough defense because our scoring isn't going to keep up with it.
Yeah, and that can be a major issue for a team that last year, let's be honest, did a hard reset. I mean, that was a big exodus of players, Marchand and Coyle, and you know everybody that ended up going out there. It was a tough season. It was a tough season for Bruins fans. Who was
by
there?
By the way, Trent Frederick is now on a line with Connor McDavid.
Really?
Yes.
Trent Frederick and Connor McDavid. Well, you know what he's going to be doing. he's going to be watching his back.
He's going to have a career high in everything is what he's going to
probably be doing. Yeah, absolutely. Wow, I didn't realize that. Connor McDavid, who took a real haircut there, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a team-friendly deal. And what that says is, first of all, it's a bridge deal. It's only 2 years. That says, I am going to give our team the opportunity to sign other good players so that we can win now. And if we don't win now, maybe I'm not coming back.
But what does this Bruins season come down to? If it was one thing, if there was one at the top of the board that is going to separate this from being the disappointment that, you know, the end of last season was and getting back into contention? What is the one thing it hinges on?
Oh, man, they need way more than one thing to go their way for that to break towards a playoff spot. I really do think it's probably a combination of, like, three main things. Secondary scoring is going to have to be there, which, with what they have, it's questionable just because, I mean, there's a lot of people in the bottom six that either are young and we don't really know what their scoring potential is, or they, over the past few seasons, have had down years. Swayman being better is a huge one. And because he had training camp this year, hopefully that's enough for him to get off on a better foot and the stats to be a little bit better. They need him to be a lot of bit better this year. But yeah, that's huge. And then the health of the defense, McAvoy and Lindholm, what boost they have for just being in the lineup should give you some more wins theoretically, because mm-hmm. they're going to keep goals off the board. But really all three of those things need to happen for them to be in the playoff picture, probably just as, you know, the last wild card team, or just a wild card team in general.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the subject of Swayman, I was a big Swayman defender. Andy and I yelled and screamed at each other over Swayman in the last offseason, and I was very much let down by the season that he had. I said a lot of things. I yelled a lot of things at Andy, and then Swayman went out there and stunk all year, and I looked like a jackass. But
are you telling me Andy knows more about hockey than you?
On that one particular point, actually, yes. And anybody who doubted Swayman would be good knew more about hockey than me in that moment. But you talk about him, and you talk about sort of the season that he had. What's the temperature like with him in the room, with his teammates, with the coaches, with everybody? What's the vibe on Jeremy Swayman right now?
I feel like he's still accepted in the locker. I've mm-hmm. never got the sense that there was any sort of divide. I know Nikita Zadorov had that one quote where at the game that Swayman tried to fight, and someone asked, oh, was it nice to see your goalie step up? And he's like, is that what he was doing? Like, trying to protect. Yeah. So he didn't think he was protecting his teammates. That was just one off comment. I don't really think that there's an issue with him in the room. He seems calm. He seems comfortable. I think he's coming in with the mindset that knowing how much training camp affected it, and trying to be positive now that he has actually a few weeks of work done.
Yeah, the Bruins on Monday got their roster down to 23 players. There were some somewhat controversial cuts there. Blue Mello, the kid, the forward that Pasternak recruited, Michael DiPietro, and Matt Poitras. Some of them were put on waivers and then cleared and reported to Providence. Poitras was just assigned right directly to him, right? So
yeah, because he's young, so yeah, he didn't have to clear waivers. But I was actually, I thought that once they waived Blue Mello, he might get claimed. And people also thought DiPietro, the goalie, might get claimed, because there were, and who knows, this could have been his agent telling other teams to, you know, stir the pot a little bit and say, oh, we have interest, you know, if he ever gets onto the waiver wire. But no, they all clear. I don't think DiPietro played well enough in the preseason to have taken a spot from Korpisalo. I think actually Korpisalo had the best game of all of the goalies in preseason. And so he's a solid, solidified backup. And then Blue Mel, from the Czech Republic, plays on the Czech national team with Pasternak. he has the offense that I thought that they were looking to add because they have a lot of guys that you would say are deferring. They're pass first guys. You're looking for, you have to have more guys that can shoot in that middle six in order for them to score. And he seemed to fit that bill perfectly. But as training camp went on, he faded a little bit, and I guess too much to their liking. They had had him on the second power play unit the entire preseason. So I'm thinking, oh, he can just tee it off on the power play. Like, I'm seeing where they're trying to fit him in. It looked like he was going to have a legitimate middle six role. And then that's the one that surprised me the most. I think 2 days before it happened, I was telling our podcast, oh, 90% sure that this, like, he's on the team. And then, of course, you know, I'm not a psychic, but.
Yeah, it's tough to predict these things, certainly. Let's go ahead to tonight. It's a big night, obviously. I mean, it's opening night here. First game for Marco Sturm. How's he been? This team had a pretty good preseason, right? I mean, they looked good. They won a lot of games. They won four of the games. How's Sturm been so far, and what do you expect from him tonight in the season?
Well, both Pastrnak and McAvoy, when they spoke yesterday, talked about how this training camp was the most intense training camp they've had in a long time. Mm. So they're expected to be elevated as if it was a regular season from the beginning. And I think they all came in knowing they needed to do that because last year was a very lax and unsuccessful training camp based on what the start of the season was like. And that was coached by Jim Montgomery. But as a leader, he seems to be pretty stern, not to like draw, like not Sturm, right. Stern. Yeah, he's well received so far, I believe, and he's good with the media. He gives us some, you know, good quotes sometimes. I think he's liked so far. Obviously, it normally comes to like year two, three, where people's messages start wearing on people, but not yet. I think he will make a positive change, and I think Steve Spott, he's going to run their power play, is hopefully going to help that out too, because their power play last year was really hurting them.
Yes, it was certainly not a strength of the team. Can this team compete this year? Can they compete for a wild card?
That
was a big pause. That was a big, long pause. You saw Joe. It was at least 10 seconds,
they
right?
They could. But so all those things that I said earlier would have to go right.
Right.
The real danger is if they finish where I think that they might finish in like 6th or 7th in the Atlantic Division,
no man's land there.
That's no man's land because you have to be top four to, or technically could be five, but most likely top four to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Or you want to be eighth and you want to be trying to get Gavin McKenna. So 5, 6, and 7, if they finish that in the division, you're not getting as high an upside traffic. You're missing the playoffs.
Yeah.
So that's the toughest spot.
All right. So you want to avoid that at all costs, even if it means you have to suck extra bad.
But the problem is, if they trade at the deadline, like they could still be sellers, but still not bad enough to really be bottom 7 in the league. Mm. So that's what, like, because last year they naturally just ended up bottom 5 because that's what the roster was. But that's not a guarantee that happens, even if you sell.
All right. That's the voice of Bridget Prue. You can check her out on the Skate Pod. You hear her here on WEEI at various points as well. You can see her on TV with Nesson on BU and Bruins coverage as well. Bridget, thanks so much. Great to talk with you. Here's to a great season.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That's Bridget Prue. What's your Twitter so people can follow you?
And just my first and last name.
At Bridget Prue. There you go.
At Bridget Prue.
And it's spelled the French way.
If you can spell it.
Yes. It's a very French name. She's
it's
very,
pronounced
very
Prox or
no,
something like that.
Bridget Prue is how you say it. Thank you, Bridget. Very good stuff. All right. There you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.